This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Let me try to pronounce this unusual word, bipartisan. Is it an archaic usage from Middle English, not used much these days, yet is this bipartisanship I see before me on Capitol Hill when it comes to retirement legislation? The House has passed the Securing a Strong Retirement Act of 2022, the Secure Act, version 2. The Senate's working on its revisions now. For many, this would mean a lot. Marketplace's senior economics contributor Chris Farrell tracks retirement closely. Morning, Chris.
Good morning, David.
The first Secure Act was from 2019. We did some coverage there. Remind me.
Four key things to highlight from that. Retirees could take their required minimum distributions, RMDs, from traditional IRAs, 401ks, starting at age 72, and that's up from age 70 and a half. It increased automatic escalations and automatic enrollment of 401k contributions, allowed small businesses to band together to start multi-employer 401ks, and it made available retirement benefits to more part-time workers.
Now, the new Secure Act that's now with the Senate, tell me about that.
There are a couple of provisions I'd like to highlight. But from a public policy perspective, David, this one is key, expanding auto enrollment and auto escalation in contributions.
So it's the default situation that you and I have talked about. You get a new job, you're automatically in if the employer has one of these plans. But you could opt out always.
Right. But very few people do. And so it would require newly established plans to automatically enroll eligible workers in the 401k or the 403b plan and starting at 3% of salary. And then the contribution amount would automatically, there's that word again, would rise by 1% each year until the employee is contributing 10% of their earnings.
So also in there is, again, changing the age that you can wait until before you have to take out your tax-protected money each year?
That's right. So your RMD, required minimum distribution, the age would go up to 75 years old. And then also, and I think this is much more important, part-time employees would have to be offered access to retirement plans after 2 years instead of three. And then workers 50 years and older, boy, they could really increase the amount that they put in annually into their retirement savings plan.
All right, likely this will be tweaked now that it's in the Senate, but it has some pretty strong support. It's not comprehensive, though, this latest tranche of retirement reform, is it?
It isn't, David. It doesn't do anything to deal with the, approximately 55 million workers who have no access to an employer-sponsored retirement savings plan. But what it does do, it improves the current system if you do participate in a 401k.
Chris Farrell, Marketplace's senior economics contributor, speaking from St. Paul. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, David.